Hi, everybody. This is Scott Sad. I found out a few minutes ago that Chuck Todd, a anchorman at MSNBC, engaged in the traditional gaslighting, where he said, "Enough of these conservatives saying that there is a liberal bias in the media. There is no such thing as a media bias in the media." And of course, I've seen this kind of rejection of reality everywhere. It's rampant. So professors will say, "Liberal bias on campus, that's insane. That's no such thing. Liberal bias in big tech, nonsense, conspiratorial, must be a tofu Viking insurrectionist that says something like that." So I thought, since everything that is happening in the current zeitgeist related to the insanity is covered in the parasitic mind, and since many of you have said, "How come you didn't narrate your book, the audiobook?" So what I'll do today is cater to that wish by reading for you a few quotes from my book between pages 63 to 67. I won't read them contiguously, but I'll read two sets of quotes, because one of the ways that you deal with ostrich parasitic syndrome, which involves a pathological denial of reality, "I will not listen to your racist data, bigot," is to simply drown people in a tsunami of evidence. That's exactly what I do throughout the parasitic mind. So I'm going to read for you a couple of passages that speak to the liberal bias. There is no such thing. And then you can offer your rebuttals if you have any, beyond simply, "You're a conspiracy nut." All right, so here we go. This is starting on page 63 of The Parasitic Mind. A 2005 study conducted across 11 California universities uncovered a 5-to-1 Democrat to Republican ratio, 5-to-1 across disciplines. Liberal bias? What liberal bias? 5-to-1. So when you talk typically in medicine, say, this drug has a 1.2 odds ratio, 1.2 to 1, that means 20% more effective. Wow, that's a strong effect. That's 1.2 to 1. This is 5 to 1. So it is astronomical in the, within the annals of science. But okay, let's go on. Perhaps not surprisingly, the most lopsided ratio was that of UC Berkeley, 8.7 to 1 ratio. Remember, 8.7 to 1 Democrat to Republican ratio. Liberal bias? What liberal bias? When broken down by departments across universities, 39 out of 42 listed fields had a greater ratio of Democrat professors. 42 fields covered, 39 out of the 42, there is an endemic Democrat bias. Liberal bias? What liberal bias? Not surprisingly, fields laden with social justice activism were the most lopsided. Sociology had a 44-to-1 ratio. In a 2016 study of professors' voting registration at 40 leading American universities across five disciplines, the Democrat to Republican ratios were 4.5 for economics, so meaning 4.5 to 1. There's almost five times more Democrat than Republican professors. 33.5 to 1 for history, 20.0 to 1 in journalism. Remember, Chuck Todd, liberal bias? What liberal bias? The ratio is 20 to 1. Liberal bias? What liberal bias? In law, 8.6 to 1. In psychology, 17.4. The total across the five disciplines was an 11.5 to 1 ratio favoring Democratic professors. 11.5 to 1. The likelihood of encountering a Republican professor on campus is greater or is lesser than occipital cortex, AOC, ever enunciating a single syllable that suggests that she has a functioning brain. That's how rare it is for a Republican professor to be walking the hallways of academia. But liberal bias? What liberal bias? A detailed examination of law professors at American universities found that only 15% were classified as conservative based on data from political donations, and the liberal lopsidedness was differentially acute across legal subspecialties. As might be expected, legal specializations laden with social justice activists were ranked as the most liberal. These were, in decreasing order, feminist legal theory, poverty, law, women and the law, critical race theory, immigration law, and disability law. Finally, a recent study of professors' political registration at 51 of the 60 top liberal arts colleges in the United States uncovered a 10.4-to-1 Democrat to Republican ratio. Liberal bias? What liberal bias? If the two outlier military colleges are removed, the ratio increases to 12.7-to-1. So if you have 13 professors, 12 are Democrat. What bias? Incredibly, 20 institutions had a proportion of Republican professors that, statistically speaking, was zero. Let me repeat this. 20 of the top 60 colleges in the United States had a statistical likelihood of a professor being Republican at zero. Liberal bias? What liberal bias? Of note, the more prestigious a school is, the more lopsided the Democrat ratio, 21.5, 12.8, 12.4, and 6.9 across tiers 1, 2, 3, and 4, respectively. More prestigious, the more the non-existent liberal bias is. The economist Thomas Sowell, my OG, who happens to be one of the original slayers of social justice warriors back in the 1960s and 70s, famously quipped, quote, "The next time some academics tell you how important diversity is, ask how many Republicans there are in their sociology department." Close quote. God, I love that guy. Samuel J. Abrams, a professor of politics at ultra-liberal Sarah Lawrence College, recently penned a New York Times opinion piece wherein he reported his survey findings of 900 administrators tasked with the management of student life on campuses. He found that the ratio of liberals to conservatives among this group, so these are not professors, these are administrators, was 12-to-1. Liberal bias? What liberal bias? Well, in line with similar skewed ratios for the professoriate. All right, I'll skip. He has a great quote. Now I'm going to move on outside of academia to deal with some of the other industries of the intelligentsia, including Chuck Todd's journalism. So bear with me as I find the passage. So this starts now on page 66. It is important to note that the lack of intellectual and political diversity is not restricted to academia. Ideological conformity is rampant across every key industry that deals in information. An analysis of political campaign donations across a broad range of industries uncovered that the four most liberal professions in decreasing order were the entertainment industry, and certainly MSNBC would be in the realm of fictional entertainment, academia, online computer services, and newspapers and print media. My, Chuck Todd. These professions were much more liberal than conservative professions were conservative. In other words, political bias is asymmetric. By the way, what are you doing if you haven't yet bought The Parasitic Mind? Whether you get vaccinated or not for COVID, it's an important decision, is ultimately less important than whether you get the global vaccine to cure you from any nonsense that is spewing in your, you know, that is simmering in your head. These general findings were confirmed in another study of political leanings based on political contributions across professions. For example, the film and stage production industry had a 93-to-7 Democrat to Republican ratio. Editors in the book and magazine publishing industry had a 92-to-8 Democrat to Republican ratio. Academia had a 90-to-10 Democrat to Republican ratio. What liberal bias? We're only getting, you know, ratios of 90% to 100% liberal bias. That shows that there is no bias. An examination of midterm political contributions of $200 or more by employees who work in the technology industry uncovered an astronomical liberal bias. the percentage of contributions that went to Democrat candidates from Netflix was 99.6%. 99.6% to 0.04%, to 0.4%. What bias? These two numbers are the same, as we know. Math is racist. 99.6% to 0.4%, same thing. No bias. From Twitter, 98.7%. What bias? From Apple, 97.5%. What bias? I don't see a bias here. From Google / Alphabet, 96%. From Facebook, 94.5%. From PayPal, 92.2%. And from Microsoft, 91.7%. And I write, bias? What bias? We often hear the mainstream media, Chuck Todd, scoffing at the idea that they are in any way political bias. There is no bias in mainstream media. They play it straight. They're no way politically motivated. They just read the news. Well, a 2013 study from Indiana University School of Journalism revealed that American journalists were nearly four times more likely to be Democrats than Republicans. What bias? This data must be bigoted. This makes no sense. While many proclaim to be independents, one can safely presume that this was a form of impression management, even if to fool oneself about being ideologically partial. Of note, beyond industries that deal with information, academia, journalism, social media, there are many professions wherein a political tilt has tangible repercussions. I go on to talk about in medicine how different subspecialties in medicine have different political leanings. So anyways, I just read you incontrovertible data. Data that's conducted by scientists, by academics, by professors, where they're just reporting objective metrics. So we don't need to engage in gaslighting. We don't need to huff and puff. We don't need to be hysterical. We don't need to, you know, out-scream one another. We can simply say, here is the data. So how could you, Chuck Todd, and when I say Chuck Todd, it's only because I just heard him say this today or yesterday, but how does someone like Chuck Todd sleep at night? Because it's as if you say, gravity? There is no such thing as gravity on Earth. What are you talking about, gravity? What are you talking about, male, female? There is no such thing as male, female. What are you talking about, women menstruate, people menstruate? What are you talking about, the scientific method? The indigenous way of knowing is just as good as the scientific method. What are you talking about, the truth? There's only my truth. All of these rejections of reality, which I discuss exhaustively in The Parasitic Mind, is exactly what's causing the complete fissures that we are seeing in our edifices of reason. Nothing makes sense anymore. Up is down, left is right, male is female, and on and on and on. So the way you get around such people is that you drown them in evidence. And as I explained in Chapter 7 of The Parasitic Mind, I offer an incredibly powerful epistemological tool for creating a tsunami of evidence. And this is the nomological networks of cumulative evidence. But what I've done here is I've shown you, you know, unassailable data across journalism, across high tech, big tech companies, across academia, in the legal profession, showing you that not only is there a liberal bias, it's almost a monopoly of bias. In other words, in many cases, you can count the number of Republicans in a particular institution on your one hand. I despise intellectual dishonesty. I despise hypocrisy. It personally injures me. People think that I'm a politically partisan guy, that I love Trump, and people try to guess what I am. I am for the truth. I am for freedom. I am for people having the dignity of personhood to say, when I see data that goes one way or the other, that's how I'm going to call it. When Chuck Todd stands up to, you know, the 7 or 8 people who watch MSNBC and says it is a Republican conspiracy to argue that there is a bias in the media, then he has lost a central feature of what it is to be a decent human being. So this has nothing to do with political partisanship. And of course, I'm hardly implying that, you know, only, quote, liberals and progressives lie. Lying, there is no monopoly on lying. But when it comes to the intelligentsia that is overwhelmingly run by, quote, liberals and progressives, they are the ones who are doing 99% of the lying. Take care, everybody. Cheers.